it's winter. And when many of us hunker down indoors, our Hamilton County parks are providing all kinds of reasons to get off the couch and enjoy the great outdoors. Kimberly Whitten is back. She's with our great parks here in Hamilton County to tell us about ways we can do just that. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks for having me again.
Starting out this week with a quilt exhibit, and that will be up throughout the season, antique quilts, and that will be out at Sharon Woods Heritage Village Museum. I wanted to mention that. You've also got the popular Wilderness Skills series, and that's back. Tell us about how you work that in the winter.
It's ongoing through the different seasons, but they specialize it according to the season. So the next one coming up is January 4th, Backpacking the Appalachian Trail. This one isn't really necessarily a hands-on outdoors kind of thing. It's more of if you're interested in a day hike, maybe an overnight hike, a weekend experience. They'll tell you what to take, what trails are good to take, maybe even a trail story. It's at Winton Woods and Winton Center, and it's a good educational thing.
I have a feeling a lot of folks probably don't realize that the bald eagle does live in Ohio, and evidently it's the number is increasing for bald eagles. You've got a couple of programs.
On January 13th is Eagles in Ohio. That's out at Farbach Warner Nature Preserve. And basically, one of our naturalists is going to talk about the federal and state conservation efforts that have allowed the populations of the eagle recover to a point where we're starting to see them more in Ohio skies, even over at the Great Miami River. Well, out there canoeing, they've seen them flying around.
That's exciting.
So it's great. And then the other one is February 2nd and 3rd, Eagle Weekend. It's at Woodland Mound. And there's going to be hands-on crafts, activities. And at 1 p.m., you can go out and join a naturalist and actually go out to the boat ramp and try to see if you can find some eagles.
Coyotes. You've got a program that takes a little bit of a different twist on the coyote.
Yeah, we've invited associate professor and a wildlife extension specialist, Stan Gert, with The Ohio State University. He's going to come out and talk about his results from a study he's done up in Chicago about coyotes. And he'll share kind of like the coyote's life, their movement patterns, their survival skills, and the positive and negative effects of coyotes in our region.
And then your popular Maple Sugar Days will be back again this year. And that's, of course, not until February. But fill folks in who have not been able to attend yet the Maple Sugar Days.
Maple Sugar Days is a great event. It happens out at Farbach Warner Nature Preserve. And it's free and open to the public. There is a small cost for different candies made out of maple syrup and stuff like that. But basically, you can go through a guided hike. They show you how maple trees are tapped. They're going to have Native American and Pioneer sugar camps that are going to be set up. And it shows you how they use the backyard evaporators, how syrup is turned into sugar. You can sample foods. There's going to be other crafts. It's just a really neat way to look at Ohio's great maple sugaring heritage.
You've always got so many great things going on. There's a way to go to our website, wvxu.org, and there'll be a link to the Great Parks website and with a schedule of all the activities indoors and outdoors at all of the parks in Hamilton County. Kimberly, nice to have you here again.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Kimberly Whitten, communications specialist with Hamilton County Parks, about ways you can get outdoors and enjoy nature and learn about nature this winter. There's also several naturalist programs, lectures, and exhibits, and to learn more about them, visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.